Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Potential snow heading into the weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Port Hope man is facing charges for allegedly breaking into an apartment in the same complex he lived in. Police responded to the building Tuesday afternoon after the complainant advised that he was missing some cash but that nothing else was disturbed. Security footage revealed that the suspect was apparently a former employee within the complex who still possessed the master key to all the units. The unidentified man was arrested and released with a future court date. Northumberland County staff will be looking to extend warming room hours to effect greater protection for unsheltered members of the community, with a report to be fast-tracked and put before a special meeting of county council as soon as possible. The proposal made at February's council meeting is to go to an around-the-clock opening of the facility, located in Committee Room A of the county building at 555 Courthouse Road in Coburg on weekends, and go to a weekday hours that coincide with the beginning of business hours in the building. This would mean going from 4:30 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. opening of the room from the current 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. hours. The 24/7 opening has been done on three recent weekends when weather forecasts were unusually frigid and access to such public facilities as Victoria Hall would have been limited. Coburg will no longer be represented at the Citizens Liaison Committee established in connection with the County of Northumberland's Higher Barrier Homeless Shelter at 310 Division Street. Mayor Lucas Cleveland made the declaration at the February County Council meeting, saying he is withdrawing the town's representative, Director of Development Chris Challenger, who will no longer be attending the committee meetings out of legal concerns. In fact, he added, Coburg will no longer be sending any staff members to the CLC meetings. Cleveland admitted confusion at the direction of the committee has taken, with newsletters going out and visits being made to other communities to talk about homelessness. With a significant change in July to locate the overnight warming hub elsewhere, Northumberland Associate Director of Housing and Homelessness, Rebecca Snellgrove, says their mandate has evolved. In sports, the Olympic men's hockey team are off to the semis after beating Czechia in overtime 4-3. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Does someone owe you money for damaging something or for purchasing something they haven't paid for? A small claims court claim may be part of the answer. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Hey Northumberland, looking for a smart way to grow your savings without the worry? Grow with confidence at Ganarasca Financial Credit Union. Our limited time 5-year GIC at 4% gives you a guaranteed return you can count on. It's a simple, secure way to make your money work harder for the future you're building. Don't wait, this special rate won't last long. Visit Ganarasca Financial Credit Union today, call or stop by our branches in Port Hope and Coburg to lock in 4% for 5 years. Ganarasca Financial Credit Union, your money, your future, guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Overcast today, high plus 2. Wind chill of minus 8 this morning. Cloudy tonight, low minus 1. Cloudy, 70% chance of snow tomorrow, high plus 1. Cloudy with a good chance of snow Saturday, high of 0. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.